This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
How's Greg Bedard? Yesterday, after Patriots practice, he tweeted during the fully padded long practice yesterday.
Yeah,
it was a long one.
Yeah, it was.
Which I think...
Yeah, it was still going, wasn't it? Like at this time?
Correct.
Yesterday?
I don't think they wrapped up until, 12:30-ish yesterday. So it was maybe the longest practice we've seen. And the only reason I bring that up is because I do think yesterday was a day to read a little bit more into the depth chart. Like, for instance, today, the walkthrough. Javon Baker got increased reps. I don't really know how much to read into it. It's a walkthrough. Yesterday, ton of reps, ton of time on the field, in the red zone, offense and defense. Craig Woodson, the eraser.
Yeah.
The fourth-round pick. Was getting first-team reps over Kyle Duggar. Now, Bedard said that yesterday. Curran brought up to afternoons, and we'll ask him about this at 1 o'clock, but he said this a few weeks ago, that Duggar and Stevenson were two guys to watch as quote-unquote surprise cuts in training camp. And now, a few weeks after that, Woodson stealing his reps. How big of a story is this?
So, we don't know until we see the game, I guess, and the joint practice tomorrow. And so I have no problem with Curran and Bedard kind of reading into that. But I wonder if we should start to include Duggar in, like, the group of veteran guys. So a lot of the new veterans have had really a managed workload. Like, we've barely seen Carlton Davis. Morgan Moses is in and out. Harold Landry got a day. And so...
Yeah, did Spillane get a day in there, too?
I think you might
say it. Yeah, yep. So you're right. All the new veterans have gotten a day here and there.
And
good
so
point.
We don't lump Duggar in with those guys because he's been a lifelong Patriot, but I just wonder, is Woodson getting some of those reps yesterday because he's going to get more reps on Wednesday against Washington? And, for example, maybe Duggar doesn't play at all in the preseason game.
I see what you're saying.
Yeah,
I thought you were saying Vrabel's giving preferential treatment to his guys, and he's looking at...
No, I'm wondering if Duggar's like that.
Well, maybe.
A little bit.
So I wonder something different. I wonder if, you know, he's lumping in Duggar and Stevenson with some of the other leaders from a year ago that are gone. The Dietrich Wises of the world and guys like that.
Yeah.
But they're like, we don't need those guys.
No, that's fair, but I wonder
if it's more that.
I wonder if they would have already gotten rid of those guys, because they got rid of a ton right away, and there was, like, whether it was forced retirements for some of them or whatever, but, like, you peeled off a lot of players right away. And, you know, David Andrews and Jacoby Brissett and Joe Cardona, Dietrich Wise, who will actually be here tomorrow, a couple other guys too that were all trying to think. There's a couple other veteran guys that they were just like, see you later, we're gonna start over basically with like all their captains. And Duggar's got to be one of the longer tenured players on the team now.
Yeah.
And he and Ramondre both had players at their position get drafted. And for Ramondre, though, it was a second-round pick, a high second-round pick in Henderson. They didn't get Woodson until the fourth round. I feel like that's a little bit riskier, even if you like what he's done in camp, to say, all right, Duggar's gone. You know, for all the flaws that he has, he's still a solid NFL player. We're going to move on from him and just give the job to Woodson. I feel like that's kind of asking a lot.
So the one comp I've seen before for Craig Woodson is Kevin Byard.
He's been erased.
Thank you.
Well, that was Vrabel's guy, right?
Correct. I think I'm double checking that now. His first year was 2016 in Tennessee. So I was I was checking his draft pedigree. I want to say he was a fifth round pick. I'm sorry, he was a third round pick, 64th overall. So not
okay.
I mean, that's an early third round pick actually, but he was a third round pick. Woodson's a fourth round pick. Who was the coach in Tennessee in 2016? Was it Vrabel?
Malarkey?
It was...
Head coach.
Mularkey, you're right. Yeah. So it wasn't Vrabel.
How about that? Titans trivia.
Yeah, good stuff, Keith. So that's the one comp I've seen before. I guess I thought he was originally drafted by Vrabel. I want to say Phil Perry's made that comp in the past as a guy who they just gave a lot of time to. And maybe when Vrabel got there, they increased his time and his reps. Maybe it was some of that. But I wonder if some of that's going on. The other comp we've made is, and this is a high-end one, but when Eugene Wilson came in 2003 and the Patriots had Malloy and Harrison, their skill sets overlapped quite a bit. And I think Duggar and Peppers' skill sets overlap a ton. And they are not Harrison and Malloy. Malloy should be a Patriots Hall of Famer if he isn't already. Harrison should be a Pro Football Hall of Famer. And he is a Patriots Hall of Famer. These guys aren't that.
No.
But their skill sets do overlap in a similar way. And maybe Woodson is more the center fielder type that Eugene Wilson was. And that's an analogy that I think Patriots fans can wrap their heads around. Like, Duggar in a reduced role, I'd rather trade him than cut him. Maybe you can get something for him, a day three pick. Yeah. I wouldn't expect much. You could move the money off the books, which I don't care about, but I'm sure ownership does. And maybe he's not a guy who would be happy with reduced reps.
Yeah.
And so that's all. That's why I wonder
how
about
much of the Malloy thing going all the way back to that. And I know they talked about it during the Dynasty and everything, the documentary, the first couple episodes when it was actually good before it really got derailed.
Before they just.
How much do you think that was like
Bill.
Just Belichick being like, we're doing things my way? It was like such a message to send, or just like how cutthroat that he could be? Because that's the first example everybody uses. And then in the subsequent 20 years, but there was like 20 more of them.
Well, yeah, but he had already won a Super Bowl with Malloy.
Yeah, I guess. But maybe it had something to do with just like how players looked at him or whatever, or like contracts and everything else. I don't know.
I just wouldn't rule. I mean, Vrabel was on that team. And so
this, I guess, to me, and I'm not a huge Kyle Duggar defender, nor am I a Ramondre Stevenson defender. Like, I don't think either player is like a great player, but this is not a very talented roster.
No, that's true.
They have the most cap space in the league, and not that I think that you can't always manipulate that when you want anyway, but that can't be an excuse. It's one thing if you were like, let's say you're up against the cap and you're trying to make like another move. Well, then, yeah, you look at some of your highest paid guys that are not performing to that level, and maybe you move on from them. But the Patriots have enough money. They could get Terry McLaurin. They could get Micah Parsons. They could get whoever they want with all the money they have. But I don't see just moving on from Duggar. I feel like your team's probably worse. Now,
this episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Epic views, waterfall mists, summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with AllTrails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
Now, unless you really feel like the best combination is Peppers and Woodson, and then you think Duggar's going to be a bad teammate because he's no longer starting. Like, I guess that's a road you could go down.
And if you just want to get some of the leadership out from a year ago, although, as you said before, maybe that's more Peppers than it is Duggar. He was an actual captain on the team. But as a player, now this is not factoring in anything off the field, but as a player, Peppers feels more impactful to me than Duggar.
Yeah, I like him more.
And I don't think either one's great against the pass.
No.
You know, Peppers dropped one of the first throws from Drake May in camp. That was right in his hands. So I think they're both better coming forward and better in support of the run game and you know, coming forward against screen passes and things like that, plays in front of them, than going the other way. And maybe Woodson's better at that. What's the one thing, not to keep comparing this guy to Laura Malloy, because he's nowhere near the same player. Laura Malloy, at this point in his career, had already been to four Pro Bowls.
Yeah, he was the man.
And he was a Pro Bowler in 02, and then got cut. Late in camp in 03, famously.
That was wild.
What was the story about Malloy? Part of why they moved on from him, it was a bloated contract, but he had no production, right? No picks, no forced fumbles, no fumble recoveries. Duggar last year, zero picks.
Okay.
No fumble recoveries. He did have one forced fumble.
All right, forced a fumble. It must have been a big stick.
Which is more than what Malloy
did. How many games did he play
that season? I just backed out of it.
Obviously, we know Peppers ran into some issues, so he did not play the full season. I forget what Duggar ended up playing.
I feel like he did miss time, but let me double check.
Probably.
That. I'm double checking you right now. But again, Vrabel was on that team. 13 games for Duggar last year.
Okay. So he missed four games.
I don't know. I wonder if there's something going on there. And that, to me, would speak volumes about how they feel about their rookie class. It doesn't mean they're right. You know, Elliot Wolf liked the rookie class a year ago. I'm sure there were plenty of rookie classes Bill liked that didn't work out. But that would speak volumes about their rookie class if they feel like they can move on from a veteran like Duggar or Stevenson, who I know you think is in bigger trouble than Duggar.
I do. I mean, the Patriots drafted a running back in a high second-round pick. They didn't take the safety until the fourth round. So if you're just looking at that and sort of what they felt like was either the bigger need or who the more impactful player could be right off the rip, they went with Henderson in the second round, and he's looked good in camp. And the other thing working against Stevenson is Antonio Gibson was pretty good last year, and he's also back. Now, I don't know if it's quite a logjam numbers game like the wide receiver position is, where there's going to be a couple guys, whether it's Kendrick Bourne or somebody else, that's probably going to have to get cut. They could just keep all three of those running backs and figure out ways for, you know, McDaniels to use all three. They've all been getting reps with Drake May throughout training camp. And, you know, Henderson maybe more of a little bit more of the pass catcher. Stevenson maybe a little bit more of the between the tackles guy. But if he's fumbling the ball and you're paying him the kind of money that you are paying him, maybe you just feel like it would be an addition by subtraction. And then you really open up the backfield to Henderson and Gibson. You say, all right, there's going to be, I don't know, 15, 20 touches between the two of you rather than splitting that up with a third back. Maybe they think that's the better way. If I was Duggar, I would have more confidence that I'm staying than if I was Ramondre Stevenson.
Well, and let me relay a tweet that I said this earlier in the show. I wouldn't necessarily agree with this, but this is what Andrew Callahan tweeted out earlier today. Callahan from the Boston Herald, I think, does great work. He says, Trevion Henderson might be the Patriots' best offensive player through 10 practices. And I...
Damning with faint praise, perhaps?
Well, maybe, because we were kind of... You put me on the spot. You're like, well, who would you say it is? And I'm like, maybe Kayshon Booty, which is not a great one.
Yeah, Kayshon Booty or Jared Wilson or...
Oh, yeah, good one.
Maybe him.
I mean, before the last couple of practices, I would have said May without hesitating, but like separate from May, maybe it's Henderson.
And Kyle Williams has had some of the highest highs, but he's also had some drops, and like he's been, you know, not in there as regularly with like the top three wideouts.
But I guess my point is to make your case about Stevenson is if Henderson's really standing out that much...
Yeah, right.
And you have Gibson and you have Henderson, and you feel like you can get something for Stevenson, which would be more my... The thing that I care about and emphasize more, I'll take a day three pick for Duggar or Stevenson. I don't really care about the cap savings. You have the most cap space in the NFL, so
yeah.
I don't care about that.
That shouldn't be what it's for.
But if you're telling me that the younger players passed them by and those guys are going to sit anyway and now I can get something for them that might be useful down the line, not that a fifth rounder is going to get you McLaurin, but like a second and a fifth might, or the next Terry McLaurin that comes onto the market, yeah, I could be talked into that for sure. And if Henderson's standing out that much, maybe that helps free that up.
Speaking of Terry McLaurin, do you think he shows up tomorrow?
No.
He's not going to come to this, is he?
Does he have to avoid fines?
Yes, I don't know.
I don't know how that works with a trip like that.
If you're truly doing a hold-in, don't you probably have to travel with the team?
Then just stand off to the side like, ow, yeah. Ooh, my hamstring.
That's why I got the binocs out. I'll be looking for a McLaurin like crazy. But yeah, you could be like, oh yeah, I'm hurt. And then just stand on the sideline because like your team's playing a game. Now, I don't know if they would travel the injured players. But probably not. So that's the whole thing. But that'll be... another reason to watch and pay attention to it because you know, getting closer and closer, a month away from the season starting.
I would say, from everything you read, it doesn't sound like the Commanders are even close to moving him.
Or close to signing him, though, right?
No, but I think if he's not going to move, they're closer to that.
Yeah.
Would be my guess. We'll see. I mean, the Bengals already broke Trey Hendrickson. We'll see what goes on with out of those guys, Hendrickson, Parsons, and McLaurin, who do you think is most likely to get dealt?
Oh.
The real answer is probably none of them, but who do you think is most likely?
Traded away Hendrickson.
Oh, I would say Parsons. But either way, neither of us are answering McLaurin.
Yeah.
I don't think he's going
Unfortunately.
Anywhere. 617-779-7937. Something we'll be watching tomorrow live from Patriots training camp. Brought to you by McFarlane Energy. On the way next, in advance of Tommy Curran, at 1 o'clock, it's the return of the madness, Kiefer Madness.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.